beginning current daf mesach this getting daf yud gimel begin on the base again to smas the beginning of the gemara sub rab papa, which the gemara is asking why is rab papa say like a zvid, the loch of a mishnah is talking about by a bari but with maim and shloshan, so the gemara says no because sub rab papa came a rab when the rab says halacha is loishna milva loishna bekad, it doesn't make a difference if it's alone or the pasin, therefore you don't need it to be tibur menachin if it's talking maim and shloshan, obviously it's not talking maim and shloshan. As it says, I'm going to say, wait a second. So, Papa, Kunja Papa, Rav Kufe, Amaylo Uki must need my Shloshan. Why didn't he say some of my Shloshan? And about the Lane Zibulin, you don't have to say that it's Paul together. So that's a question you could ask. Because I'm going to say, no, Mishum Dele Mashma, the Lishan must need my Shloshan. That the wording of the Mishnah didn't seem to indicate my Shloshan. And that's why he didn't say like that. Some came a high time, I have a Leila Memos, and then the Gemara should have said, then, no, there are Papa Lame Kribis Vid for that reason. Because you can't say to Mamma Shloshan. And if it could be to Mamma Shloshan, so why doesn't Rav just say to Mamma Shloshan without Tziburin? The whole point in why he doesn't like to say this, and these are all in Rav's own teachings, is because it's Tziburin. So then the question is on Rav. So why is he saying Tziburin? Right, if you say Tziburin, it can't be, but why say Tziburin? So it says, Vishnu, what you can say is, no, Afrikav Masin Lamash Malay Larab, Mamad Gimel, you're right. Although the wording of the Mishnah doesn't seem to indicate that it's being said with Mamma Shloshan, so that's why Rav didn't say it. So then the question is, well, then why didn't the Gemara just say that's why a puppet doesn't say like a Vizid? No, because the Usra of Papa Lefluger of Vizid, because Papa wants to directly disagree with Vizid. Mashma sounds like she's like Kirk Matam. Sounds like he has a reasoning and argument. The Mishum Inyun Loy Mefashim of Sluger of Mishum Mamishlashim. That not only because the Mishum doesn't sound like it, because you can't explain like that. And if the Gemara wants to say, yeah, because he holds that Lashna Pekad and Lashna Milva. But it's not possible, not because it just doesn't sound like it. The Gemara had said, so why is it not Hogan Papa? He said, it can't be told by Shchimra. So the Gemara says, where do you know this from? Oh, but he told me, it says in the Mishnah, if someone says, Tenu Gedzeli Ishti, and Shazak Lavdi Meis, late Lacha Mesa. So it sounds like, oh, because he's dead. But if he's alive, you would give it. So that's what the words of the Gemara tells the Masl is, oh, okay, wait a second. That's the reason because you said tenu. But if you didn't say tenu, then you wouldn't give it. Shchimra, even though you don't say tenu, you do give. As in the Mishnah, as the Gemara brings. So, on that said, the Gemara, for the fact that it says tenu, and it v'leiktani kisvu, which we don't really have in our girsa actually, in the Maskel Taisa has it, Rashi adds on, also explains that, so, must be that it's not talking about a Shchimra, because if it was Shchimra, then Kisvu alone would be effective, wouldn't need to know. So then, so I'm going to say, wait a second, how do you tell me to know, what do you mean? The reason why we said to know is that means coming to tell us that, even so, that in Kleven to say Yershim, L'shachar, that we don't force the inheritors to free, Kirebi, like Rabbi, the Pauling by Yushami, disagreed in Yushami at Rabban Rabban. Rabban says, no, the Tenu don't have a Kishir, or a Kikastro. But you come in, you don't force. So maybe that's why we said Tenu to say the Chiddush of Shikr. Yushami says, so what you can say is, no, Masnim la Aslashmina, but then Mitzel came to Ben Mess. When I come in, no, that's not the point of the mission to say, oh, that's why we're saying Tenu and Akisu, because you want to tell you Chiddush of Mitzel came to Ben Mess. And we come in the Yushami, we're going to force the inheritors to fulfill or not. Lashmina, then get Lachamisa. And regarding that, so regarding the Diuk, of saying that Mechaimu would work, it's not appropriate to say to no. You should have said the Begin Chedesh of Kisvu, but more of the Mesabek Rabbanah. So anyways, we wouldn't want to be tell like Rabbi, we'd say like anonymously like Rabbanan. So for those are two reasons why it wasn't legitimate to say Kisvu, and therefore he disagrees, and he says it cannot be Tumal Shchimra. No, he's testing us to begin with the Gemara Gufa. The Gemara quotes Amar Avun Marav, Bechulu, etc., which is this Halacha by Mishlashn, which that's what he says. Manglibiyotcha says to nail a plenty of my mishloshin. Call and give it to that person in the presence of all three parties, where there's the malva, the leiva, and this third party. So then it's going to be common. So I'm riva b'chinu b'natam. The maimed gimel. This halacha maimed shloshin. Call about korchas leiva. It acquires even against the will of the borrower or ishal nifkar of the one that's holding the deposit. That the owner tells him, hey, give it to this levi, to this third person. It's going to work even against his will. What's the raya? Because Dila Kanel Mitzani, because everyone would only acquire from with his willingness. So Laman Dama, according to one who says Dafka Bikana, that's his whole Halacha Maim Shloshan only acquires by the positive. Lamo Tzukul Saka Maim Gimel. Why do they have to institute Halacha Maim Shloshan? What do you mean? So he says, Yemalai Zachi. Let him say just merit it. And because anyways it has to be with the person's ratzon. And if you say zachi, so he's cutting it for that person. He's willingly accepting it and zachi for that person. And the ainir lemon says it doesn't seem to say the hutchul sakin that you have to institute it lamakim the plish in the bakudmi and if let's say excuse me. That if the deposit is not in the hand of the one who's deposited by, it'll be out of him, it's only by someone else. Then it's not going to help you say Zachi because you can't be kind of that person because it's not in his hand that time, and that's when you have to do my Mishlashin. It's not logical that they made it for such a case. Because also, you don't have to make my Mishlashin in such a case because you could still deposit it with the Kinev Adisa, which is like, oh, admitting. Come out with an acknowledgement from this house of Esegir, which we quoted that story in Omer Aleph. So Amir Lehem rather appears to the Rivan in Tam, the Philibal Korchash and Nifkakan. Obviously, the reason why I have to make my Mishlashin is when you can't do Zachi or you can't do Edisa, when the guy's not admitting and not willing, still, my Mishlashin will forcibly do it. Think about Esegir, and that's also by Esegir, and the Rabbi said, who Isagir wanted to give it to. Again, Rabba was holding on to this deposit. He was hoping he's going to die. He's going to get the king himself. He says, how are Rabba going to get these Jews? Give me my gimbal. If it's going to be with my Mishloshan, I'm not going to go. Ah, so it's nice. Sounds like you can't go. And forcibly, even against his will, it would happen. And says, don't say no. Because what he meant to say was, if he's going to go over there, so then he's going to become willing participant. Let me show him his bias from the Issa limit in return because he's going to be embarrassed from the Issa that just dying there to say, I don't want him. So there's no, because that would be the case. But Lima Mishloshin have a little neighbor, Loyaz Lina. Then even without this Halachama Mishloshin, he should have said, I'm not going to go. Shalim Ali Zacha, that he shouldn't tell him be Zaycha for Rav Mari. Kimistama Yabakan Miyad Rav, because we can presume that Rav had the deposit in his hand, which then you could say be Zaycha for him. If that's the whole reason because of his embarrassment. Now, however, according to the reasoning we're going to shortly explain, but meaning in the Gemara, that tells us how does my Mishloshin work? From the fact that it goes from an old loan to a new loan, so he gets an extension. So actually from that part of the Gemara, the acquisition only happens with his willingness, which because he wants it, that's how my Mishloshin works. And obviously, it would be not like the Rivah and Rivah in time, but says Taisus. However, El Dabalabo, Chimapik Lemah Utabi, but anyways, the Gemara falls off from that reasoning. So that's not a rejection of the Rivah and the Rivah in time. It could be Mamishosh works, like they say, even Makarchai of the one who has the money by them right now. Next Taisus must begin with the Gemara, it's named the plain Mam Gimel Kana. So if he tells him, give it to that person in the presence of all three parties, so he acquires it. Rivah in time says, even though when someone sells a document of a debt that's owed to him, a creditor sells the debt to someone else, then he pardons the borrower from that debt. Machalach is that it's pardoned. However, but if someone sold or gifted a document of a debt in this a gift of a maimit shlashtan, then he cannot pardon anymore. And the condition sounds like this from the second peg condition of Mechazim Menachem, because the Kama Gemara tells us that Nova Bishtar pligi b'dishmo, when it's a loan in the document, then Machlekes in Halacha b'shmo. The man that Mukadasha is less than b'shmo. According to one that says that Mukadasha with Nova Bishtar doesn't hold b'shmo. Mar, the other one is b'shmo, does hold b'shmo. Ovi based on another approach you could say, Kula Amis l'shmo, I won't hold b'shmo. B'shas Amchadayt Ekim Eflegi, the Machlekes is regarding, is a woman reliant on such a condition. Man, the Mekadesh is Sabah, the one who holds that she's engaged holds the Samchadai, the Yeshu's aligned. Could lay Shabbat Ladida, Mokalachrini, that he's not going to leave her and pardon someone else. Tikama Bimilva Pepligi, and when they say that the Machlik is regarding an oral loan, but Rav Huna is in the teaching of Rav Huna, which is our Gemara is quoting over here. He called him Mamma Gimel, if you acquire with the presence of all three parties, Bimilva Mashma with a loan. Could he is Lahud Rav Huna. If you hold the Rav Huna up in Milva Lukula Mekadesh, even by loan never holds the Mekadesh. The Yochel Limchol, now, this is the point that Taisa wants to prove. If you could pardon, am I Mekadesh? Why would she be engaged? Laman de Isli Gab in Milva Bishtar, just like the one who says regarding the loan and the document, she's not reliant on that. Now, my Lamasik, why doesn't the Gemara come out? If you buy somebody who wants to say, Kulam, according to everyone, Kana Bimilva, you acquire it alone, a Philip Milva Ape, even an oral loan. regarding if a woman is reliant. Like the way the Gemara comes up for Shmuel regarding a loan in the document. Elamashma, obviously, it sounds like. That we're not going to say the woman's not reliant because when it's acquired, when my mishloshin, you can't pardon anymore. You can't forgive it. You can't, and therefore she's confident, and therefore that's going to be a kedusha. So that's the raya that my mishloshin is different than the regular machir b'shtar chayiv. Once it's done already, and you can't back out anymore. You can't be michel. Then since it's going to be in the same paragraph, but becoming a testament of can be he shachavel v'achem. When a woman damages other people, the Parak Gemara asks, wait a second, why can't she pay? She has no money, because everything is from as her husband's assets. But what do you mean? But tizmik subas, but tevasana. Why can't she sell a ksuba with tevasana, which is has a certain value in case her husband dies first, she'll get it. So based on that risk factor, someone will pay money for that, and she'll have what to pay back. The Gemara answers, no. Because anything regarding her husband, which is this ksuba, she's for sure going to be meichel. So not going to help to sell because no one's going to buy it because she'll just go ahead and be meichel that her husband won't have to pay it out to anyone. Now, says Taisis, wait a second. Now, based on the principle we just brought from Rabbi Natan, why can't she sell it to someone else in my mishloshin? Then she can't be meichel anymore. Because Avigam is about meaning to meichel the debt that her husband has for the ksuba to have to pay for the third party. Because Avigam is about vada leisratzim, you know, husband's not going to be willing, appreciates, but we already explained that even against his will, the kinya happens. In the case of when she injures her husband, you have the same question. She should sell it in the presence of my mishlash, I mean, to get money from selling it to someone else to be able to pay her husband for the damages she did to him. Because the shami starts about, then the husband is going to be willing, the leak was chavala, so that he could collect the injury that happens to him. And the chayim say the same parak coming to the mitzvah. So to at the end of the first parak, the mitzvah of your testament beis gemar matzah shayim. When someone finds a receipt, the parak the gemara asks regarding what you do with this payment of the ksuba of the receipt. The gemara says matzah shayim. If the woman agrees, so am I ex lava? Why are you getting it back to the husband? Nechish dima kastva liten benisin. We have to be concerned that maybe he wrote to give it in nisin, but like that's not tishrei. Didn't give it until tishrei. V'chulim shalom. The gemara answers, Ramana, obviously isla dishmo. Obviously, holds like Shmuel. It says Taisa, "What name? Hashem Nechus Dilma Machah B'Mamim Gimel." We have to be concerned that maybe it was sold Mamim Shloshim. Then you're Limcha, meaning the halacha of Shmuel that you're not relying because it could be Meichel the dead. But what do you mean? But if it was Mamim Shloshim, so then you cannot be Meichel. So all these questions are asking the same thing: that what are you going to do if you tell me Mamim Shloshim you can't be Meichel? So that changes the halacha in all these cases. So it says for someone you can say is related to kinyan ma'amid gimel v'ksuba. All these questions are related to ksuba. So they didn't answer to ma'amid shloshim with ksuba. The epshus loy tabal dekvi loyal because you might never collect it. Oh, ma'amid shloshim is a chiddush. So we made it because we want to have that these things should go easy. There's no, they didn't make ma'amid shloshim with ksuba because if the woman dies first, there's no collection with ksuba at all. So they never answered to it. So all these three questions fall by this wayside because they're all related to ksuba. Wait, there's another part you can say is the husband got be shayver in lochish klal. Now the last case regarding the receipt, there's no concern at all. The shemah machah mamishlashon maybe was sold mamishlashon. Because the main edim shemachah, there's no witness that was sold. The text basically says it's not feasible because there's no witness that was sold. And can't bavi sheikh from machir, they're just going to deny the sale. Vim yeshe edim ba edim shabam the satzai for the shasai. And if this witness says the husband was willing or even was silent, but the shemah shekah, but sure the receipt is false. The emicha, and if he protests, as mochah shemah emes comes out the receipt is true. Like the mechah is because of these things. They don't have a big concern if it's written these. In other words, the exact case there. As the Gemara describes over there, it's not going to end up being a problem either way you look at it. Like Tesla Master begins with the Gemara, but Mamish Lashon Kana. So, this again, the same principle of Rav Huna Merav, if you say, give it to that person, but Mamish Lashon, Simi Kaina. Remember Ben Tami says, delete the Kina Mamish Lashon, Vaibi Kacham. This halacha Mamish Lashon was not instituted by non Jews. That is, Ima Nifkat or Yaloi Vaibi Kacham. If the one who's holding on to the deposit or the borrower is a non-Jew, Bamali Yisrael, and the Jew tells to the non-Jew to Nei give it to another Jew, Loi Kana, that other Jew does not acquire. Why? Because Kimin Avilamalei Zachi, even if you tell him to acquire for that person, Loi Kana wouldn't acquire it, because Kimin Ein Tzchi Levi Kachavim, there's no halachas of Zachia, of meriting for another person to in regard to a non-Jew. So how do you know Loi Kana so to regard that halacha Mamash Lashon, that Goy cannot be claimed for that other Yisrael? Now, if the recipient, the third party is the non-Jew, Bami Yisrael, and the Jewish lender tells the Jewish borrower, Give it to that person, a non-Jew. As long as the Jew has not retracted eaten, he should give it to the non-Jew. Even if you tell him actually without my mitzvahs. But if it backs out, he should not give it to the non-Jew. Even if he told him in the presence of three people. Now, from here, it seems that it applies. The others bring what he says later on. That actually belongs over here. The Tosafot later says because Va'ed b'dinei Daniel, we also judge them according to their laws. Tell the non-Jew, this is your law. So even they don't hold a Maimon Shloshim. So even if you told them Maimon Shloshim, they could still back out. Now says the Tosafot further, unless he can't get himself away from the non-Jew, and then he'll give it to him. Now let's say the giver, the lender, is the non-Jew. Near the con, it would seem that the third party Jew would acquire it. Meaning the Mamayna Shal Yisrael. Why? Because the Mamayna Shal Yisrael Levkiya Alekdimam Gimel. Because if you could remove a Jew's money to give it to another Jew through Mamich Lush and Nevech Zavoy Tama, which the Gemara explains is like a halachot rationale. So Kochke Mamayna Avgacham, for sure, a non-Jew's money you could take away from him to give to another Jew through Mamich Lush. Void moreover, the name than in lay. So the point would just be over here. That's your law. You'd be willing to give it, whether it be here or previously in Tosaf. Like Tosaf at the beginning of the Gemara, so the Gemara says, okay, so wait a second. What's the reason of this halacha? So because if you told them at the time when they're given the money, I'm indebted to you, and all those who come from you, so you know that would include the one that he ends up doing the Mamish Lashon to, the third party. So the Gemara says, wait a second. If that's the case, if he's being maknet to someone who was born only after that point, that was not dead, b'shas matnayis, so achanami d'loikani, so you're going to say that he's not going to acquire it? Pidish, as Tosafot explains, if you're going to be maknet to someone who's born only later, in the presence of Mamish Lashon, who was not born at the time when the money was originally given, achanami d'loikani, you can say he's not going to be kaina? Now that's one gersa, the way we have an argument. Let's from the gersa, according to the text, they have the gersa, which the Rashash brings there, it seems that Tosafot did not have the words in the Gemara Dola Haba B'Shas Matan Mois. So their Gersa is actually not Hachanami De Loikanu, but it's actually Hachanami De Kanu. So what that Gersa would mean is, so if you makna to those who were born B'Kinyan B'Alma, in a regular Kinyan, B'Lein HaMishloshu, without HaMishloshu, to Lab B'Shas Kinyan, that they weren't there at the time of the Kinyan Shlin, although then they weren't born yet, Hachanami De Kanu, you think they are going to be Kanu? Meaning, of course not. But the Haba Mitzlashon Kano, but you're saying Mitzlashon they kind of fill another Achkin in the middle of the born afterwards. So it's different phraseology, a different understanding of what the Gemara's question is. Like this matter begin with the Gemara. So how could that be? Even Chordei Meir says you're not going to double Shulay Bela Olam, but that's Tosafot quotes. That's something that it is in the world. But double Shein Bela Olam Mi'amar, but to something. To someone that's not in the world yet, you think he said it? This explains actually Hach Sugi. This Sugi is a Libud of Hunekam, which that's the teaching of Rina Marav. And the Isla, because he holds other Makin Debish Libud Oil, a person could give over an acquisition of something that's not yet here, but not to someone that's not yet here. The Bishar Rab, the Gemara, Yavam, the Tzadikim, Marav, Isla, he holds, he'll be Paris Dekal by the fruits of a tree. The Mishabol Oil, once it's already here, in Yachal Azabah, you cannot back out. Meaning, even though when he was marking, it wasn't here yet. But if someone merits for a fetus, if not yet born, even when he's born, not going to acquire. So you see, he holds, you can mark him, but not lidover, not to an uber that's not bo'al la'om yet. However, that's all according to Rav Huna, that's how our Gemara is going like. Rav Nachman actually holds the exact opposite of Rav Huna. This is awesome because he holds over there, like a Shatele Kana, there in the Gemara, in Baba Basra, he holds that when the baby is born, actually, the baby does acquire it. So you could be knocking the lid of a Shalei B'Lai. Yet, but Yishra Abdi, Gemara, Yivam, Estab, Estab, Gimel, Manal, Gimel, Rav Nachman says, Av Mishabal, Lai, 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 even after the fruits come to the world, you could back out. So it was the exact opposite. And then so it says, what are you going to say? Meir, Shemei, Lai, Lai, Meir, from where do we know this halacha of a mayor that our Gemara is quoted? The person that could acquire something that's not yet in the world yet. That what it says over there on the Tzadikim and Beis there in Yavam is La'achash and Disgairi. If someone, if a non-Jew or a slave tells a Jewish woman, after the conversion or after the freedom, then you're going to be engaged. So even though shleib la'olam, you see the condition will take effect. So it says, but what I mean from that halacha, may you also learn the other makan live the shleib la'olam. Even to something that's not in the world yet, because you're saying lachasha es gayer after I'm going to convert, lachasha es gayer after I'm going to be freed, Magadesh will be engaged. Now that's someone that's not in the world yet because he's not yet Jewish. There's someone you can say is the ibkachav me'evet isn't the one. It's not true. The non-Jew and the slave, they're in the world. Some gayers are shifted. They're just lacking conversion and being freed. Different way, dumb than the law, the lesson of the cause. It's not compared to a fetus. It's not even in the world at all. Now, although we learn from the other makna that may bear stackle that a person could acquire according to the mayor, fruits of a tree, we don't differentiate, which even though the fruits are not yet here in the world. So it says, that's only simply because the Kodesh Shutz that you could say, the Kodesh Shutz of the Blood of Yaakov. That is in the Kedushna, that obeys and obeys. He says it's similar halacha, but it wouldn't be inherent because there is a fundamental difference, like we're saying. It's just that we say that also, because the Blood of Yaakov says it on this halacha clearly. That he says, "I'm in pears at rugazum chabaran." Says the fruits of this row that are attached, you truma pears at rugazum atlushin should be truma for these fruits of this row that's already detached. Like should be a shlish when it's going to bring a third be atlushin and it's going to be detached. And the five commandments words are valid, so that's why we say. But you're right. But if a mayor's words itself really we wouldn't know because again there is a fundamental difference between something that's here just lacking certain chalais and something that's not even here in the world at all.